Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 13:8. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. I suppose the most famous kidnapping in America was of the 20-month-old son of Charles Lindbergh that took place in 1932. Unfortunately, this kidnapping resulted in the murder of a helpless child. It was the crime of the century, catching the attention of all America. After a most sensational trial, the perpetrator was convicted of the crime and executed. Charles Lindbergh, an American hero, was the first man to fly solo from continent to continent. Capturing the world's imagination, he was revered and entered into the power structure of the world. He enjoyed great success, which brought him great riches, but riches did not shield him from the problems of the rich and famous. Had Lindbergh remained a simple unknown man, no one would consider kidnapping and murdering his son. His son's death certainly was directly connected with his fame and fortune. This proverb reminds us that many things accompany riches that are never a concern to the poor. With riches come a whole new set of problems. Riches do not shield problems, for in this world problems are the norm, and whether rich or poor, you will have them. The problems being the constant, the type of problem, the variation. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Ah, if the rich were rich as the poor fancy riches." Rich men's houses are broken into by thieves, but thieves pay little attention to the house of the poor man. Rich men are stopped and their money is demanded, while the poor man with little or nothing may travel without incident. Rich men are subject to false accusations, slander, and extortion, but the poor man is not worth slandering. Rich men's properties are coveted and often lost, but the poor man has no such properties to covet or lose. The rich make every effort to invest their riches properly in order to maintain the standard of living to which they have become accustomed, but the poor man has little property or high standard of living to maintain. His time is not spent worrying about caring for his possessions. Proverbs 18:23 tells us that riches at times bring bad manners. The poor use entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. The poor cannot afford to run uncontrolled over people. Humility may come easier to the poor, whereas humility is difficult to the rich. And Proverbs 14:20 reminds us that the rich hath many friends, but are these friends purchased? Perhaps the poor have more honest relationships than the rich. Perhaps the friends of the rich tend to be friends on the basis of their riches. A poor man's friends may more often be a true friend, for riches are not in the equation. Benjamin Franklin said in his almanac, "Now I've a sheep and a cow, everybody bids me good morrow." And the rich are subject to being kidnapped for ransom. They will gladly forfeit all of their riches if it will save their life. But what kidnapper would seek ransom for the poor? The Lord tells us that a rich man can hardly enter into the kingdom of God. He does not say this about a poor man. And lastly, perhaps because of each man's state of mind, it has been said that rich men never whistle, poor men always do. This proverb tells us, "But the poor heareth not rebuke." They apparently are not worthy of the notice of the powerful. They are background people escaping many dangers which ensnare their richer neighbors. The rich man sees his wealth as his strong tower, but the poor man's poverty is often his refuge. The lack of wealth on the part of the poor is a shield behind which the poor are protected from those who wish to cause them harm. The world is a place where men and women strive to leave the ranks of the poor, hoping to join the ranks of the rich. But Proverbs 22:2 reminds us, "The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all." We ought not to desire to be rich, nor ought we desire to be poor. God made the rich and the poor for his purposes. He does not engage in a war on poverty, having said that the poor you will have with you always. There is a reason for that in the mind of God. He has given me so much, and he has given you so much. You may have more, and I may have less, but God is the one who has placed both of us in the circumstances in which we find ourselves. We are told in this proverb that the rich have problems that the poor don't understand, and that the poor have benefits also. It is not all glory to have money, and we are not to covet money if we do not have it. It is not all misery to be poor either. Our duty is to be content with what God gives us, and remember, as the writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation or manner of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.